Backers of the ballast water requirement recently passed by the House hope to reduce the number of invasive species brought in by foreign vessels. Dozens of non-native species, like the zebra mussel, are causing major problems in the Great Lakes. But the group Midwest Environmental Advocates is raising concerns. Executive Director Karen Shapiro says the House bill would prevent states from developing ballast water treatment standards that are tougher than federal law or that take effect sooner.
You know, we would like to see the most feasibly stringent standards on the books, even if that is done on a state-by-state basis.
But the shipping industry says it doesn't want a patchwork of state regulations. The national ballast water language is part of a Coast Guard bill that still has to be reconciled with a Senate measure. For the Environment Report, I'm Chuck Quernbach.